Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Can I get you anything there, Sheila?
You know, Mac, I'd love a cup of coffee. A good strong cup. And some toast, please.
Yeah, I heard you getting sick earlier on. God, you look very tired. Why don't you go back to bed after your breakfast? You'll take a break for yourself while the kids are at school.
No, I'm going to go to work when I come around. I phoned the pub and I told them I'd be late. How should they know the way I am?
Yeah, well, look, if I was you, I'd phone them again and tell them you can't make it. We won't starve, Sheila.
No, I'd prefer to go in, Mac.
Okay, suit yourself. But look, come home if you feel unwell, won't you?
I will. I like going into the bar and meeting people anyway. Sure doesn't it get me out of the house.
I suppose. I'm looking forward to taking the trawler out myself and doing some work.
Aye.
My back is much better now than it was. By God, I gave it some twist when I was moving that box of fish, didn't I? I never thought I'd work again. The doctor said I should get the all clear next month.
You'll have to be more careful, Mac. You know, you're not getting any younger. You'll have to get Mossy to do the heavy work.
Yeah, in all fairness to him, now he does his share. Yeah, look, we'll work something out all right.
You know, I'm looking forward to when this sickness passes.
Yeah, so am I.
To feeling the life inside of me. It's so comforting to know everything is okay.
Yeah, everything will be okay, Sheila. Just what could possibly go wrong? So look at you. You're good and strong and healthy.
It's just that if anything was to go wrong,
nothing will go wrong, girl. Nothing will go wrong. Drink up your coffee, dear, now. Need some of that toast.
Are you looking forward to the new baby?
Am I what?
Sure. It's just that you don't see me.
I'm delighted. Apart from the old slagging I get in the pub, I'm over the moon, sure. Mossy thinks I should get the snip. Then I'd be able to join you and sing soprano in the choir. But jokes aside, Sheila, look, I'm really looking forward to the baby. You always blossom from the third or fourth month on.
Oh, thank you, Mac. It's a lovely time. It's lovely to feel the baby move.
Do you want any more coffee or toast?
No, I've eaten too much.
Yeah, Sheila, you've eaten nothing.
Mac.
Yeah?
Will you put everything down and just listen to me?
I'm listening, Sheila.
Mac.
Yeah?
I love you.
Siobhan asked me this morning, why were you getting sick?
Don't change the subject, Mac. Why can't you just say, and I love you too?
Sheila, you know I love you.
I know you do, Mac. But I really need to hear you say it. I really, really do. You know, I'm not going to like myself too much in a couple of months when I've this big bump and you'll only be barely able to waddle around. You know, when I look in the mirror and all I see is that my figure is gone and I'm this big fat thing I don't even recognise.
Sheila, you always look beautiful to me.
You don't understand. I've got to hear you say it.
Sheila, I love you so much.
You don't know how much it means to me to hear you say it. I don't think you know how much it means to a woman to know she's loved, especially when she's carrying a child. Promise me, Mac. Yeah. You'll tell me every day.
Yeah, I promise you. I promise you.
Mac, I need to hear it. It'll make it a lot easier for me to get through. Now, what were you saying about Siobhan?
Oh, she was asking me on the way to school this morning. Why was Mammy getting sick every day?
Oh, Jesus, Mac, what did you tell her?
I told her you had the flu.
Oh, good man. We'll wait until I have the scan. The doctor said next month.
All right.
Then we'll tell her. Yeah.
Because Niamh's really excited about the baby, isn't she?
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she taught me so. As for Pat, I don't think it's after sinking in with him yet that he's going to have a little sister or brother, huh?
Mac?
Yeah?
Would you like a little boy or a girl?
Yeah, sure. Sheila, I don't care, as long as the baby's healthy.
Mom, where's my cork jersey?
Can't you wear something else for a change? That thing is falling off you. Tis only fit for washing the floor, Mass.
I'm proud to wear the blood and bandage. Oh, up the rebels.
Blood and bandage, up the rebels. The last time they were playing in Turles, you didn't go up because it was raining. Some support to you.
What do you mean? In hurling is my life.
Yeah, I know more about hurling than you do.
You do?
And I don't even follow it. Tell me now. When was the last time Cork and Kilkenny met in a league final? Come on, what year was it?
Cork and Kilkenny. That's a tough one. You'll have to give me time to think about it. Anyway, I've too much more bitter and important things in me head.
Yeah, you're never going to get it. Huh? Sure, isn't it up there on the wall in black and white? And the photo of you with some of the players from Cork and the Cork team? It was 2002 and Kilkelly won by a point.
I remember it. Yes, that was the day they marched around before the match with their socks down protesting at the players the way they were being treated. Yes, I remember. I nearly joined them.
Yeah, if they all decided they jumped in over the quay, you'd jump in too.
It would have stood with me a while. For God's sake, ma'am, will you let me shave in peace? I can't be talking to you and trying to shave at the same time. I nearly cut me throat.
Massey, when you're up in town, would you buy a can of magnolia for me? I'm going to try and brighten up the kitchen a bit.
Wouldn't white be the best?
Yeah, the white shows up the dirt. I'll take down the curtains and I'll give them a good wash and the kitchen will be grand and clean.
There's nothing wrong with the kitchen the way it is.
You'd live in a pigsty, Mass. Sometimes I think I took the wrong baby home. When are you going to fix the oven?
The element is gone. And that old cooker is old. I was talking to a fellow who is in the business, and he told me that cooker is too old to be replacing the element. It'd be cheaper to buy a new one, he told me.
I can only cook on the rings now.
Sure, ma'am, you're such a great cook. You could cook on anything, even a matchbox.
What do you want? Here's the paper. I'm way ahead of you. Even when you were a small boy, when you gave me a compliment, you were always looking for something.
Not always.
Always?
Are you going uptown today?
Shamas, I have one leg that would walk to Cork and back for you, and the other leg wouldn't make it to the door for you. Here, I might go up later when I loosen up a small
bit. Stay where you are. I'll get whatever it is that you want.
Goodbye, Massey. Look, there's enough there for a large can of magnolia and a tray and a roller. If there's anything less, sure, you can buy a pint for yourself, child. Massey, would you take that jersey off and I'll earn it? I don't want you going out looking like that.
It'll be all right under me coat.
It's a pity you can't find a woman for yourself. I won't be around forever, Mass.
Oh, once bitten is twice shy. Never again.
But there is a woman somewhere out there for you. But you won't find her in a pub.
Well, maybe I don't want to find her. Why did you find someone after that died?
A woman only falls in love once.
Aye, well, there, you said it yourself, and maybe it is the same for a man.
Here, God, that's not true at all. A man falls in love with anything with a short skirt and a pair of legs that go up under her armpits. Any woman would be better than that old gold digger you married. She gets up one morning, jumps on the Waterford bus, and hasn't been seen since.
No.
Ah, good riddance to bad rubbish, that's what I
look
say.
Look, don't talk to about her like that.
Yeah, it drives me mad every time I think about it.
Well, I'd prefer if you didn't talk about it. Last time we did, we didn't speak to each other for days. Well, I don't want that to happen again.
Ah, Mass, I often wondered why you never divorced her.
Oh, sure. The truth is, I asked myself the same question, and I don't know why. I don't know where she is. She could be dead for all I know. Anyway, I don't care.
There was no divorce when I married your father. We took our vows in sickness and in health till death do us part. And that was that. How we just got on with it. 'Tis too easy to get a divorce nowadays. If women spent less time in the beauty parlours and more time looking after their husbands, there'd be less divorce. Here, everyone's getting divorced now. What's the cause of all the divorces?
Don't you know getting married?
If she had spent more time...
Ma'am, leave it. You don't never know when to stop. She's a good woman, and I won't... I won't have you saying anything bad about her. And I don't want to talk about it again.
But I... worry about you, Mass.
I know you do, but can't you stop worrying? In my own way, I can take care of myself. Look, I'll be in sometime in the afternoon. Good luck.
Take care of yourself.
Don't I always?
Ah, Jeannie, that boy will never get sense.
Dad, would you ever ask Mam not to come to the match next week?
Yeah, sure, pet. Your mother loves to go and see you play. Sure, hasn't she followed you everywhere since you were a young fella?
That was all right when I was small. Now she disgraces me at matches with her roaring and her shouting.
Yeah, I suppose she goes over the top a bit, all right. Yeah, but that's because she gets carried away when you're playing. You're her only son, sure.
Oh, I don't know about that. I may not be for long. The baby could be a little boy.
Or a little girl, sure. We don't know yet. Be careful, though. We don't want Siobhan to know just yet, like.
She won't find out from me. Or from Niamh.
Are you keeping an eye on Niamh at school?
I am. But I can't watch her all the time.
Yeah, sure, I know that. I know that. Yeah, sometimes it's enough that they know you're looking out for her.
Dad.
Yeah?
You know, I never had any idea she was being bullied at school.
None of us did, Pat. None of us did. Your mother told me the other day that Phil Murphy is still pestering her outside the school.
He doesn't do it when I'm around.
Good man, good man.
Asher, he hasn't been in school for weeks.
Look, here's your mam now. Now's your chance to tell her.
No, she'll be hurt.
Yeah. And you want me to tell her for you? You can do your own dirty work now, my boy.
She's a great girl. She helped me with the wear and helped me hang out the clothes.
Daddy, Mam said I was the best girl.
Sure you are the best girl, aren't
you? When she's asleep.
Pat, your gear is washed for the match. You know I'm really looking forward to it.
So am I.
Do you think you get your game, Pat?
It depends on what mood the manager's in.
Well, I'll tell you, if you don't, I might be having a few words in his ear.
Thanks, Mam.
I'm really looking forward to this match.
Now, we'll see if the best girl will do her homework.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do have to. Before you get too tired for it.
I'm exhausted.
Get it out there and I'll have a look at it with you. Oh, before you start, go and feed Joey.
I don't know how to.
You can do it when you want to. Go to change her water. Give her some seed if she needs it.
Daddy, Joey's a he.
I don't care if he's a he or a she. I'm not doing it for you. He's your budgie.
Come on, I'll help you.
Then can I go out?
Then you can do your homework.
Dad, don't forget.
I won't.
Do you know what, Mac? You let Siobhan run rings around you.
Yeah, I let her think she runs rings around me.
And by the way, what is it that Pat didn't want you to forget?
It was about the match next week. I wasn't to forget.
You know, I'm looking forward to it. When I watch him, I see a little boy running around and I don't want him to get hurt. Sure got to love as he comes in here bruised and battered. Sometimes I just don't want them to grow up.
Yeah, Sheila, you've got to let him off and let him grow up.
I can't help it. He'll always be a little boy to me.
Yeah, hurling will make a man out of him. It's a men's game, not like soccer. Half of them could easily make a living in Hollywood. Yeah, hurling is blood and guts. Shoulder to shoulder, hip to hip, man to man. Yeah, when I was playing, there was nothing better than the fresh smell of newly mowed grass on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, to hear the clash of the ash, the solid whack of the slitter, and the roar of the crowd off in the distance, and coming in waves like the tide onto the pitch.
Oh, do you know what? I used to hate watching you play.
Yeah, hurling is a warrior's game, Sheila. Always was and always will be. You can't stop Pat from being a man. Maybe it might be better to stay away if it's affecting you that
way. Oh, by God, I'll tell you, wild horses couldn't keep me away from his matches.
Yeah, I just thought that...
Siobhan's been at my makeup again. And trying on all my clothes.
Are you sure?
Mom, come and see for yourself.
Look, I believe you.
I warned her not to go near my stuff. I'll kill
Siobhan.
Her. It's not fair.
Siobhan!
I'm feeding Joey.
Come in here, love.
It doesn't matter where I hide my stuff. She still finds it.
Siobhan, were you at Niamh's makeup?
She doesn't let me in her room. Dad?
That's not fair. You're always sticking up for her.
I am not.
Yes, you are. She can't do anything wrong in your eyes.
Daddy, maybe it's the ghost.
It's always the ghost. I'll give you ghost if I get my hands on
you. Dad?
Mom, she won't leave my stuff alone. It's not fair.
Tomorrow we'll go into town and I'll replace whatever is missing.
It's just not fair.
In future, so, Niamh, would you lock your room?
Daddy, ghosts can go anywhere, can't they?
Mrs. Murphy's at the door.
Will you tell her to come in, so?
God, she must have phoned Gabby. We knew she'd come back. They always do when they get hungry.
Mrs. Murphy. Oh, come in, sit down.
I'm not staying long.
Pat, take Siobhan out to the front room.
Daddy, can I go out now?
After your homework, I said.
Will you have a cup of tea?
If I'm not putting you out.
You're not putting me out at all.
Are you okay?
Some of the kids found Gabby. She's dead.
Harbour View is written by Sean O'Neill, with Will O'Brien, Ted O'Brien, Kitty Kenny, Denise O'Brien, James Queeley, Mary O'Brien, Jesse O'Brien and Jennifer McCarthy. Theme music by Caroline Frapper. Sound engineer, Warren Tyler. Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.